Right now, we'll talk to a guy that's been a part of our program for a number of years. It's presented by Brian Harden Construction on a Throwback Thursday, presented by Brian Harden Construction throughout our area, throughout the state of Alabama, throughout our neighboring states as well. It's Brian Harden Construction. Bill Searcy, welcome into the game, man. How are you, my friend?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing good. I'm waiting on Florida State to start, and I'm pulling for Louisville, just
okay.
In case you didn't know.
Are you sure? how close is it to pulling for the Cardinals versus the Seminoles?
It's not close at all.
Okay. I'm glad you're an honest man.
Well, I mean, I want my team to be number one, and I want Florida State to get knocked off. Pretty simple.
We don't think about this a lot. And I know that this is just a random conversation because I want to talk about Alabama football with you in just a couple of minutes. But, you think about that Final Four. Because college football is so much different now than where it was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Even in the mid-90s, you had dominant teams. We talk about that Final Four. None of those folks could be there. No, I mean, at the end of the day, none of them could be there.
I'm in Mississippi, and so I've been talking to a lot of the fans over here. But I think that by the end of this season, Ryan, that the whole landscape will be changed from what we see today. And obviously, we just care about winning out our schedule, Alabama. But, some other things need to happen for us along the way, too. And, I'm all for these other teams getting knocked off to just secure our place. I believe we'll win out. But we have to do our part. We have to have some other things to happen too.
Well, and I think those things, obviously, mathematically, it will happen. I mean, Alabama, if they went out, they're gonna knock a couple of those teams back a little bit further. At least if you're not knocking them back, Alabama's gonna jump over it. It all depends on who wins, who loses. Let me ask you about this team at this point right now. Final four games left. It's a very difficult task. But let's go back. Where do you think this team needs to improve the most?
Golly, that's a tough question. I'm not an expert. I was just a player a long time ago. I think that, I know the coach has said this and the players have said this, that since the Arkansas game, that one-point win, I think that the most important thing may have changed since then, and that is that their enthusiasm, that they appear to be having a good time playing football, which, in Alabama, we have a good time when we play, when we win. and they're doing that. I think there's always room for improvement in every part of the game, but obviously, we've been running the ball well. Blake Sims, I would say, has played better than anyone could have ever anticipated, probably even including himself. Amari Cooper is a superstar, and amazing to me that he just keeps getting open when everybody knows who we're throwing the ball to. But I guess maybe secondary and maybe a little more confidence on coverage in the secondary. But once again, I hate to say what I think they need to improve on. I'll leave it up to Coach Saban.
Absolutely. Bill Searcy right now on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction right here in West Alabama. Bill, let me ask you about the offensive line, because Cam Robinson, for one, has been a very consistent offensive lineman, blocking for that blind side of the quarterback. And I think that's sometimes we just automatically assume. And, we don't even really – no, we know his name, but we haven't heard his name because he hasn't made a lot of mistakes. And unfortunately for you offensive linemen, we know a lot about you when you make calls, holding calls, and penalties, but it's good when you don't really know the offensive lineman's name. that you forget about. You know what I mean? I mean, you just...
Yeah, that's true. I think that the offensive line has played well. I think they played well all year, with the exception of... Some penalty problems at certain times, but I think that's improved greatly in the last two games. And losing Cam Robinson that last game, hopefully he'll be back before we play again. But losing your starting left tackle is extremely important and serious because, like you said, protecting the blind side, the left tackle, offensive tackle has become, you know, one of the higher paid positions in the NFL for the reason is it's such a tough position for anybody to play. And so, and Cam Robinson appears to be turning into a really good player. Even though he's a young guy, but he's still been a real vital part of the offensive line. And so we need to get him back. But I think the five up front have played exceptionally well. And, you know, Blake has not been sacked a lot. Some of that due to offensive line play and some due to Blake's ability to get loose and seem to be able to duck and dodge people better than anybody I've seen in a long time. Maybe like Johnny Manziel, but, you know, I just think the offensive line's done a good job. I think they've probably gotten a little better every week, which is what the key is, just for them to continue to improve. And they seem to be knocking people off the ball pretty well.
I want to go, and for one, I want to talk about Leon Brown. He was at the right guard position. A guy goes down in an injury, and he immediately slides out to the left tackle. And I'm sure you could probably go back and you could grade him, and you could say, well, he made this mistake or this mistake. But at the end of the day, how hard is that? Playing in a game, right guard, slide out to left tackle, and really never miss a beat.
It's really hard. It's a whole – you know, people think, well, offensive line is offensive line, but that's not true. When you slide out, number one, sliding out to that left tackle position or either side at tackle, but especially left tackle, you get left out there on your own on an island a lot of times. If you have to think about something that a lot of people don't think about, if you're a right-handed person, if you're right-handed, you're going over to the left side, your work, everything is to your left. So you have to be an extremely good athlete to be able to move from the right side to the left side, and then to move to left tackle makes it even harder. So it's extremely difficult, and you have to be a really good offensive lineman to make that transition and make it, you know, fairly seamless anyway. It's very tough to do.
Well, and my only point would be is he didn't have any preparation time, because if you're the starting right guard, you're working on that position. You're not working on any type of tackle position. And for someone just to snap their fingers and say, hey, you're at left tackle now. You're moving to that side because of an injury and not taking any reps and not really, you know, that mental side of the game of an offensive lineman. That's where I go back and you have to compliment Leon Brown. And he was certainly ready for that task.
Absolutely. And moving, I'm telling you, moving from the inside guard position where you have help either from the center or from the tackle to the out on that island at left tackle, it's really, really, it's a whole different world. It's a tough deal.
I want to get into another conversation here. Bill Searcy, the final few minutes on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. Bill never lost to Tennessee. He never lost to Auburn. He won a lot of national titles, SEC championships here. What's the most intimidating place that you've ever played as a player, and where would LSU current day rank in that conversation?
You know, I think, Baton Rouge obviously is an extremely difficult place to
play. Has it always been like that though, Bill?
Yeah, it always has been. I think Baton Rouge has always been like that. Knoxville was a tough place to play because Tennessee had a extremely large stadium. Even back when we were playing in the 70s, their stadium held, 100,000 people. So it was always loud. It was always rowdy. They hate Alabama. Knoxville is a tough place to play, but probably Baton Rouge is as hostile place to play as any.
Well, and that's one of the conversations. As you look at Mississippi State, the best team in college football, you look at Auburn to close out the regular season, LSU, the big task, because it is different climate when you go to Death Valley. And I know we've sort of beat that dead horse, but it's going to be a challenging game. And I think the next one, if you get past that, you get back to friendly Bryant-Denny Stadium, it's a much different animal inside your own venue.
Well, I think, obviously LSU I don't know. It seems like everybody is always overly prepared for us, wanting to knock us off. And, you know, to go into Baton Rouge and play there at any time is a tough deal. But in addition, they've been obviously getting a little better in the last couple of weeks. And I'll guarantee you they'll be at the top of their game when we play.
Bill, I always appreciate you being a huge part of my show. I know you're doing a lot of speaking engagements, talking to football teams around the state and throughout our neighboring states as well. That will continue. Obviously, you got an amazing story, Bill, and I always appreciate you when you can be a part of the program. And if you want to contact Bill, Bill, how would they do it?
Probably the easiest way is to go to my website, www.billsurfy.com, and email address and even phone number is on there to contact me personally. And I obviously have also on Facebook, you can contact me on my Facebook.